The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hello, Kathy Kalin. First of all, I have to apologize for traumatizing your ears this morning, but hey, I had to. And I hope you've had the most spectacular day.
Don't tempt me to actually play that.
I was going
to
say, is this some wacky old voice message that came your way?
Yes, it was a very wacky one. And she did a whole Mariah Carey version.
I did
of
my
Happy
best Mariah Carey.
Rolene, you've said a few times that you're not the world's most blessed singer.
Actually, she's not bad, I have to tell you. Not bad.
Let's just say that the voice is not going to phone me anytime soon.
All right, let's talk some news, Rolene.
Oi, do we have a scandal brewing at the United Nations, everybody, and it's making headlines in all kinds of newspapers. Now the Daily Mail giving an in-depth report to this. So the background story is that the head of UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Agency, which looks after specifically Palestinian refugees, has a major scandal brewing because it's Commissioner General Pierre Krahumbul, who's the big cheese and who's originally from Switzerland, is under investigation for, amongst many charges, the flouting of ethics at as high level as you can get, which I didn't know was a formal charge, guys, but he has been accused of, among many things, inappropriate sexual behavior or sexual misconduct, nepotism, discrimination, retaliation, which is a very, very interesting one. I want to know more about what the charge of retaliation entails, as well as other charges. And he's also been investigating for, listen to this, guys, he hired his girlfriend to fly around the world with him business class. He hired her as an aide. He fast-tracked her interview or her employment process. Incidentally, he is still married. And also, he allowed his assistant to fast-track her husband's employment. And they traveled around the world business class as well. So the investigation, which has been conducted by the UN, who are taking this very, very seriously, trickled out to the public domain through Al Jazeera. So we have Al Jazeera to thank for that. But this follows the cutting of funding by the United States last year, who said that UNRWA perpetuates the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, which is a claim that's also substantiated by the State of Israel. And very interestingly today, Switzerland have withdrawn their funding to UNRWA because of this. And it remains to be seen if other countries like France, Germany, and Britain, who's the fourth highest donor to UNRWA, who have given a total of £76 million just in the last year, will withdraw theirs. So, yeah. So this is very, very interesting. He has also been accused by workers in UNRWA of behavior that went beyond the professional, creating a toxic environment and causing frequent embarrassment. And this follows a minor scandal with their spokesperson, Chris McGinnis, who's also been in the news because he lives the life of Riley in Tel Aviv with his partner, his same-sex partner, while excoriating Israel for, amongst many things, gay rights abusers.
Gosh, that is interesting, isn't it? Interesting they didn't move into Gaza City, that the choice was rather Tel Aviv. I wonder why. Anyway, next story, Rolene. Apparently, Israel may have hit, is it Iranian targets in Iraq?
Well, did we or didn't we? This is the big question, and the IDF are remaining mum on this. They're not admitting to anything. But there have
been... Which is quite unusual in and of itself, right, Rolene?
Me, I say nothing. But there have been reported sightings of Israeli jets in Iraqi airspace, and they have reported to or alleged to have struck at least two targets in the last 10 days, which does expand Israel's target area as far as Iran's footprint in the region is concerned. And Israel or Israeli jets haven't been spotted in Iran since 1981, where we famously struck the Oshirak nuclear reactor. So this is a very, very interesting development, one of course which we're going to watch quite carefully. And Iran has vowed to start retaliating, and they've also vowed to restart activities at the Arak heavy water facility. Well, I'm sure we know what activities those are, but in the same breath, they have also said that sanctions are blocking access to vital medicine. And today they decided to release their own kind of jab at Her Majesty the Queen by putting out an image of her with pirates.
Sure. All right. Rolene, what's the latest update with the Cyprus saga?
Okay, so we've been following the Cyprus saga. I like that, Cyprus saga. You know, it has like a soap opera kind of ring to that. So the Cyprus saga continues as the British tourist, whose name we still don't know, the 19-year-old British tourist did appear in court yesterday, and she was arrested on suspicion of filing a false gang rape accusation. And what is quite interesting is that she's going to potentially be charged with disturbing the public order. I don't know what that entails, but she could face up to a year in jail and be fined quite heavily. But she did appear before a Cypriot judge who said to her that because of your lie, you caused the unnecessary arrest of 12 teenagers. And he has remanded her for a further 8 days of custody. And apparently her mom, who must be terribly proud, was in court with her yesterday. But also being tried in the court of public opinion are the 12 teens. And of course, you know, we had the debate yesterday. And the debate is continuing in Israel today, with many people, including, you know, myself, excoriating them for dancing around, for popping champagne corks, and for also apparently chanting "The Brit is a whore." You know, that's conduct quite unbecoming and quite interesting. Filming a sex act and distributed is actually illegal in under Israeli law. So let's see what could happen here. But the families of the 12 boys have vowed to file countercharges against her. And what has happened now is that her lawyer has asked the court for time to collect videotapes and statements. So I think that this is going to be quite a big court case. The Cypriot government have now put CCTV cameras around major resorts so that tourists feel safe. But it's interesting to see what kind of diplomatic brouhaha this could cause between Britain, between Israel, and of course Cyprus, which is a very, very attractive vacation destination for Israel.
Lots to do, by all accounts. Rolene, there is a story that kind of upset me. It's all over the Times of Israel. It's about a disabled man who was killed parking a car for his disabled wife. And Israel,
okay, this is a horrible, horrible story.
It is a horrible story, but the good part of the story, I've been watching the money that has been raised over the past 24 hours. It's sitting now on a total of 1.7 million shekels.
It's quite, you know, it's a very bittersweet story. It's a, you know, the story is as follows. Ophir Hasdai, whose wife suffers from muscular dystrophy and whose children also, his two children also suffer from muscular dystrophy, took them to the mall, and the disabled parking, somebody had parked, crossing over two bays. Now, the person who parked the car was a 74-year-old who some are claiming suffers from dementia, and the two got into an argument when Ophir asked him to please move his car, and he opened fire and he killed Ophir in front of his family. And it's very, very, of course, not just the murder that's traumatic, but he apparently did everything for his wife and children. And Israelis who are just absolutely heartbroken at this whole story are opening up their wallets and donating. And yesterday the tally was 300,000 shekels. Today it's at 1.7 million shekels. And it's also one that's going to be very, very interesting to see how this progresses, because, you know, I don't think that a patient of dementia would be given access to a gun. You know, this also brings out a different kind of discussion. We want to see, you know, all that this entails and what involved the 74-year-old man allegedly having access to a firearm, considering that the gun laws here are very, very strict.
Rolene, as always, thank you so much for the Israel update. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow afternoon.
That's speaking, not singing, guys.
I don't know. I was actually just going to say, could you maybe just wake me up tomorrow by singing something else?
Well, for you, I can, but I don't think our listeners will appreciate it too much. But you got a deal, Kath.
Thank you, Rolene Marks. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and thanks so much.